you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
I'm Tracy Thomas, host of One for the Books, a live literary event series from LAist. We are back with guests, author Amanda Montell, and actor Bella Lavelle. You can find us on May 15th at the Crawford Family Forum. Tickets at laist.com/events.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report. LAist launches a series of reports looking into the shortage of homes in Los Angeles big enough to accommodate families. ICE referrals increase in Orange County for people released from sheriff's custody. We'll explain the implications. And lawmakers attempt to keep whales from being hit by ships along the California coast.
Slower speeds in critical marine zones can play a pivotal role in preventing boat strikes.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, March 27th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Angelenos with young children are facing tough choices in the housing market. LAist housing reporter David Wagner has been talking with millennial parents about the region's lack of affordable family-sized housing.
Millennials say their options are to have kids in small, overcrowded apartments or to leave the state. Home buying is out of reach for 89% of local families, according to the California Association of Realtors. And city planners estimate families need to earn twice the region's median income to afford a three-bedroom apartment.
David has a series of reports on plans to address this issue and how some older homeowners are now sharing their properties. You can read it now at laist.com. In Orange County, the number of people released from sheriff's custody and flagged for federal immigration officials is going up, LAist's Yusuf Farazan reports.
Last year, the department notified ICE when 302 people in their custody were released. That number doubled from the previous year. These are people whom ICE identified for having probable cause to be removable non-citizens. Here's OC Sheriff Don Barnes.
Year to year, the number of inmates eligible for notification may fluctuate, and the number of inmates actually transferred to ICE will change.
But immigrant advocates in OC say that the transfers disproportionately affect communities of color. Over 80% of transfers were born in Mexico or Vietnam. For LA's 89.3, I'm Yusra Farazan.
The Los Angeles County Registrar is scheduled to certify the primary election results this Friday, but we already know that District Attorney George Gascon has been forced into a November runoff with a former federal prosecutor. Nathan Hochman has promised to reverse the incumbent's progressive policies and steer the department toward what he calls a hard middle. LAist correspondent Frank Stoltz says that while 3 out of 4 votes went to someone other than Gascon, advocates for criminal justice reform say he and the movement remain strong.
Gascon faced withering attacks during his first term in office, including 2 recall attempts fueled in part by Fox News, and he still finished first in a crowded field of 11 challengers.
In the general election in November, it's expected those who vote will be younger and lean more progressive, which would favor Gascon over the more conservative Hochman. Some state lawmakers are working to reduce the number of whales killed by ships. They're trying to motivate shipping companies to voluntarily slow their speed of their vessels along the California coast. Ventura Assembly member Steve Bennett co-sponsored the new legislation.
Slower speeds in critical marine zones can play a pivotal role in preventing boat strikes, reducing disruptive noise that hampers whale communication, and lowering carbon emissions along the coast.
Under the bill, participating companies would get an official endorsement from both the state and Governor Newsom for their effort to lower ship speed. The bill has passed the Assembly Water Parks and Wildlife Committee. In the San Fernando Valley, bus riders may enjoy a faster ride now that Sepulveda Boulevard has over 5 miles of new bus lanes. Metro unveiled them yesterday. The new lanes along Sepulveda run from Rand Street to Ventura Boulevard. Coming up, the debate over the artistic merit of graffiti is revived as LA looks to clean up a high-rise complex it considers vandalized.
Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting American Mariachi by Jose Cruz Gonzalez. It's the 1970s and women can't be mariachis. Or can they? American Mariachi is a feel-good comedy about familia, amor, and tradición that will send your heart soaring and put a bounce in your step with a wave of vibrant, infectious live music. On stage through June 9th, tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. Orange Coast College in Costa Mesa is asking whoever stole an Andy Warhol print of Mao Zedong to drop it off at a police station and says there will be no questions asked. The print was found to be missing 2 weeks ago. It was donated to the college in 2020 and valued at the time at $50,000. The executive director of the college's foundation says the Warhol print was locked up in a vault that only a handful of people had access to. Is graffiti art or vandalism? That debate has been revived in Los Angeles amid plans to remove the graffiti at an abandoned high-rise development in downtown. The city cleanup at Oceanwide Towers is estimated to cost $3.8 million. The host of our podcast, How to LA, met up with graffiti writer Red Ortiz to talk about what was involved in painting these three buildings.
There's definitely a lot of love into it, man. There's a lot of passion behind it. You got to think of it, like, people are doing multiple size letters, right? Like multiple floors. So you literally got to step back and see what the letter is looking like. But you can't step back, because you step back, you die.
Ortiz explores his personal connection to graffiti in the latest episode of How to LA, which you can listen to wherever you get your podcasts. Morning low clouds and fog will partly clear. We'll have some clouds, some sunshine this afternoon, and temperatures mostly in the mid-60s to around 70 degrees. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.